It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. XL Energy is prepping for potential high winds Thursday along the Front Range. Wildfire risks are expected to increase in Jefferson, Boulder, Broomfield, Larimer, and Weld County. This could lead to planned outages to reduce risks. Dry and hot conditions are expected into the weekend. This year is one of the driest in decades in southeastern Colorado, despite the recent precipitation. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, that has dire implications for agriculture in the region.
This is the time of year that farmers can start irrigating fields. Jack Goble leads the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. He says farmers rely on snowmelt from the mountains to fill the river with water for their crops. And that is extremely low this year.
We still have a couple of months left, and we're eternal optimists, so we're always hopeful that we'll get another snowstorm or two. But it's a pretty bleak outlook at this point.
Goble says if conditions don't improve, farmers will likely cut back on how much they plant and what type of crops they grow. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Workers at the JBS-owned Swift plant in Greeley could strike as early as next week. UFCW Local 7 gave the required 7-day notice. They were canceling contract extension negotiations amid what they call unfair labor practices at the beef processing plant. Workers authorized the strike by a 99% vote in February. In a statement, JBS says it'll move meat processing to other plants if workers do strike to minimize consumer impact. Grand Junction is starting to offer single-stream recycling to residents. This month, it began transitioning to a system that allows people to put all the recycling into a single bin for pickup. Grand Junction is also constructing a large recycling center. The city received $10 million from the state to fund the facility. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.